Welcome to the deep dive. We talk about the future, but cloud computing, it's already massive.
Oh, absolutely. It's not coming soon. It's here.
Yeah, the World Economic Forum, they're pointing to it as this huge engine for India's economy, like potentially 8% of GDP by 2026.
And the job numbers are just staggering. NASSCOM predicting, what was it, 14 million cloud jobs in India by then?
Insane numbers. So it's clearly not just tech hype. It's real. It's now.
Right. And for you, maybe just dipping your toes in, cloud computing is basically like renting computing power over the internet. Servers, software, storage, all that stuff.
Without needing a giant server room in your office.
Exactly. The big wins are, well, speed getting started, fast flexibility to grow or shrink, and saving serious cash on hardware and software you'd otherwise have to buy yourself.
Okay, so that's the appeal. Our mission today, then, is to figure out how someone like you, listening right now, who's keen to get into this, can actually, forge a path.
Yeah, how do you break in?
We've looked at a bunch of different takes. Articles from places like Coursera, Premium Graduate. There's an opinion piece from franklin.edu.
An AWS training blog post, which was quite practical.
And even a Reddit discussion, getting that community vibe.
Yeah, real mix of perspectives, which is good because honestly, finding your way in cloud can feel, well, a bit confusing sometimes. Lots of options.
Totally. Okay, let's just nail down the basics first. Cloud computing, what are we actually talking about fundamentally?
At its core, it's delivering all sorts of computer resources. Think processing power, apps, storage, networking, you name it, over the internet.
So instead of owning it all,
You accessed it on demand, usually from big providers with massive data centers, like turning on a tap for computing power.
okay, clear. So thinking about getting started, those entry-level jobs, what do they actually involve? What's the day-to-day?
A lot of entry-level roles are about keeping that infrastructure humming, building, managing, maintaining the systems that make the cloud, well, cloud, making sure it's reliable.
So hands-on stuff.
Definitely. And interestingly, a lot of folks in cloud started somewhere else in IT first.
Oh, really? Like what?
Like system administration, networking, places where you get those foundational tech skills. It's like learning the basics of electricity before becoming a specialized electrician, you know?
Makes sense. You need that groundwork. Okay, so what are some specific job titles we see popping up for entry-level cloud roles, and what skills do they need?
Right, so a few key ones kept coming up. First, the cloud administrator.
Okay, what do they do?
These are kind of the guardians, managing systems, troubleshooting problems, doing routine stuff like updates, backups, keeping the lights on,
It's
basically.
essential work.
Salary-wise.
Sources suggest around $73,000 entry-level average. It's a good fit if you're detail-oriented, like stability.
Gotcha. Stable, essential. What else?
Then you've got the cloud developer. These are the builders.
Ah, coding.
Yep, building the apps that run on the cloud. So you definitely need coding chops. Python, R, JavaScript come up a lot.
Yeah.
And you need to understand databases in the cloud context.
And the pay looks a bit higher, maybe around $87,000 to start. This is really for people who love building software and see the power of the cloud for making it scalable.
Cool. Okay, a builder role. Then there's cloud engineer. Sounds similar, but different.
It is, yeah, a bit broader, maybe. Engineers often focus more on the design and implementation of cloud solutions. How do things fit together?
So more architecture.
Exactly. They work across teams, developers, operations, sometimes business folks, making sure apps are scalable, secure, cost-effective, big picture stuff. Salary similar to developers, around 88K entry. Problem solvers, really.
Right, seeing the whole system. Okay, admin, developer, engineer. There's one more, right? Cloud support
Yeah,
engineer.
the front line. They help users who are having trouble with cloud services.
So technical skills plus people skills.
Absolutely crucial. You need to know the tech, but also explain it clearly and help people solve their problems. Pay is around 72,500 builders starting. Great if you enjoy troubleshooting and helping others.
Okay, that paints a really clear picture of the different entry points. Across all these roles, though, are there common, like, essential skills that everyone needs?
Definitely. Some things just keep appearing. Programming, knowing at least one language like Python, R, or JavaScript is often key. Then, knowing the actual platforms, AWS, GCP, Azure are the big three. You got to understand how they work.
Makes sense.
Also, database management skills, being comfortable with Linux. It powers a lot of the cloud understanding information, security basic.
Security, yeah, always important.
Knowing how to work with APIs so different systems can talk to each other. And increasingly, DevOps.
DevOps. Explain that quickly.
It's basically a set of practices to make building and deploying software faster and more automated. really important in the cloud world.
Okay, quite a list.
Right.
But cloud is complex, so that figures. Now, this leads to a really juicy debate from our sources. Degree versus skills and certs. What's the tension here?
Yeah, the big question. So on one hand, the industry really values technical skill because cloud tech moves so fast and it's complex.
Like, can you actually do the job?
Exactly. But then someone like Dr. Abu Chatel from Franklin.edu points out that some roles, especially around, say, secure architecture or advanced networking, really rely on deeper theoretical knowledge.
Okay, so theory has its place. But what about just focusing hard on skills and getting certified?
Well, the argument there is that practical hands-on ability is what truly matters in such a fast-paced field. Certifications, like, say, an AWS Certified Solutions Architect.
I've heard of that one.
Right. They show very specifically that you know how to work with that platform's tools. It's tangible proof of skill.
So cert-specific platform skills, how does a degree stack up against that?
A degree, maybe in computer science or cloud computing itself, gives you a broader foundation. It covers the why as well as the how. Plus, you develop soft skills, communication, teamwork, critical thinking.
Which are important when you're, say, that cloud engineer working across teams.
Precisely. A degree can provide that deeper context, which might help you adapt to new technologies down the road, too.
But Dr. Abu Chatel did say you can get into cloud without a degree, right? What's that path look like?
He really emphasizes getting the right certifications strategically. Start foundational, move to specialized. But even more, hands-on experience.
How do you get that?
Personal projects.
Huh?
Freelance gigs. Internships. Contributing to open source projects. Anything that builds a portfolio to show what you can do.
Right. Proof is in the pudding. What about learning resources for that route?
Oh, tons. Online platforms, Udacity, Coursera, LinkedIn Learning offer loads of courses. Then the official certs from AWS, Google, Azure are key. And community spots like GitHub for projects and Stack Overflow for troubleshooting help. They're invaluable.
So totally doable, but needs serious self-drive. Okay, flip side.
Right.
What are the big advantages of getting that formal degree?
Well, Dr. Abu Chatel notes it's a structured, comprehensive experience. Good programs focus on practical application, real-world projects in architecture, security, app dev.
And they often include certs anyway.
Yeah, many integrate certs into the curriculum. Plus, you're learning from experts in the field, getting real-world insights. It's a more guided path.
Beyond the structured learning, any other degree perks?
Definitely. That broader technical base we mentioned, credibility, often with employers, huge networking opportunities, professors, peers, alumni networks, career services.
Connections are always good.
Absolutely. And again, those transferable skills, critical thinking, communication, are actively developed in degree programs. Super valuable anywhere.
Okay, makes sense. So weighing all that, what are employers actually looking for, especially when hiring for those first cloud jobs?
For entry level. The sources suggest certifications often have a real edge.
Why is that?
Because they signal job-ready skills on specific platforms. An AWS Associate Cert, or Azure Fundamentals, or Google Associate Cloud Engineer. They tell a hiring manager, okay, this person has the specific skills we need right now.
Get your foot in the door. Does that change as you get more senior?
It seems to. For mid to senior roles, a bachelor's or even master's degree often becomes more important.
Because?
Those roles need a deeper graft of infrastructure, complex systems integration, more sophisticated problem solving. A degree helps build that foundation and those analytical skills.
So it sounds like the sweet spot might be having both.
Exactly. Dr. Abu Chatel really stressed that. Employers increasingly love candidates with both a solid academic grounding and relevant certs. It shows breadth and specific capability. The best of both worlds, maybe.
Right, a well-rounded skill set. Now, let's make this less abstract. You mentioned Nikhil Naredjala's story using AWS Educate. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this was great. Nikhil started with literally zero cloud background. Just curious. He found AWS Educate super helpful because it was flexible, self-paced, but also really deep.
What stood out for him?
He really liked the visual explanations. Made complex stuff feel less intimidating, helped build his confidence.
Visuals are good. What about actually doing things?
The hands-on labs were key for him, actually getting to play with AWS services in a safe space. He even said making mistakes in the labs was where he learned the most.
Huh. Learning by breaking things. I get that.
Totally. That mix of theory, visuals, and practice worked for him. Plus, earning digital badges helped track progress.
Nice. He mentioned a Getting Started series.
Yeah, that's like the entry ramp in AWS Educate. Designed for total beginners. Covers the core stuff, compute, storage, networking, security, in a really structured, easy-to-follow way. Step-by-step, interactive demos, visual lessons.
So it builds that foundation piece by piece. Did it go beyond the basics? Could he explore newer tech?
Yep, he mentioned diving into things like AI, machine learning, even generative AI, all still within the wounds. Educate and present it accessibly.
Wow, even the cutting edge stuff.
Yeah, getting a feel for how AI models work, core ML concepts, real world uses, without needing to be a deep expert right away.
And it wasn't just tech skills, was it?
No, that was interesting. He pointed out the career readiness courses. Things like resume writing, interview skills, insights into the cloud industry.
So prepping for the job hunt, too.
Exactly. A holistic approach. He felt learning communication, goal setting, critical thinking alongside the tech was really valuable.
Sounds like a really solid launch pad. What did he do after Educate? Where did he go next?
He moved on to AWS Skill Builder for deeper dives, more specific learning paths, still self-paced. He also started using the AWS free tier.
The free stuff.
Right, to practice in a real AWS environment without spending money. And crucially, he got involved in the AWS community forums, events, meetups, networking, and continuous learning.
Learn, practice, connect. Okay, pulling all this together, if someone listening is serious, what are the key steps to get into cloud? Can we summarize?
I think we can. Based on everything, one, consider a degree in CS or IT as a base, but no skill certs are a valid path too. Two, learn those essential skills, programming, platforms, security, etc.
Right.
Three, get relevant certs. Maybe start foundational, like a CCNA for networking, then cloud-specific ones. Four, build a portfolio of projects, open source, internships, show, don't just tell. Five, get work experience. Maybe start an IT support to build basics. Six, network. Connect with people in the field, online and off. Seven, apply for those jobs. Be persistent.
That's a solid roadmap. Now, every field has bumps. What are the common challenges in cloud people should be aware of?
Oh, yeah, definitely challenges. Security and privacy are huge, obviously. Yeah. Managing multi-cloud setups using AWS and Azure and GCP gets complicated.
Performance consistency.
That's another one. Making things work together, interoperability. Being dependent on network connectivity. Finding people with the right expertise.
The skills gap.
Exactly. Reliability, password security, basic but critical. Cost management, cloud bills can spiral. Maintaining control and governance, and meeting compliance rules. It's a lot to juggle.
Phew, sounds daunting. Any quick thoughts on how companies tackle some of these? Just high level.
Sure. For security, it's updates, firewalls, security tools. For multi-cloud, specialized management solutions. Performance, real-time monitoring is key.
Right.
Interoperability might mean setting standards.
Network issues.
Better bandwidth. Designing for failure. Lack of expertise. Train existing staff. Hire DevOps folks. Passwords. Strong policies, multi-factor authentication, costs, monitor usage, audit spending, upskilling is a big theme across the board.
Okay, so there are strategies, tools, approaches. Good to know. Finally, that Reddit chat about beginner certs, what came out of that?
Yeah, interesting discussion. Someone suggested the Oracle OCI Foundations Associate. It's free, covers basics, and the knowledge is somewhat transferable.
Free is always nice for a starting point, but not everyone agreed that was the best first step.
No, definitely a counterpoint. A lot of people argued that cloud isn't really entry level on its own. They stressed needing fundamental IT skills first.
Like what specifically?
Linux basics, networking fundamentals, TCP/IP, that sort of thing. Maybe even infrastructure as code concepts. The idea was get experience in general IT or maybe development first, then specialize in cloud. Build a foundation.
So don't jump straight to a cloud cert without knowing the basics underneath.
That was a strong theme, yeah. Some even suggested looking at Kubernetes certs for hands-on container experience, though that might be a step beyond absolute beginner.
So the takeaway seems to be a solid IT grounding is probably the best launch pad for a long-term cloud career.
I think that's fair. The fancy cloud dashboards are great, but knowing what's actually happening under the hood, that's crucial for really succeeding and troubleshooting effectively.
Well, this has been quite the journey through the cloud landscape. Clearly, it's booming, loads of opportunity if you're willing to learn.
Absolutely. And the path in isn't set in stone, is it? Formal education has value, but so do skills, certs, and real-world experience. It's about finding what works for you.
So for you listening, maybe think about where you are now. Check out some of those resources, the online courses, the certs, platforms like AWS Educate. And seriously, try building something, even small, to show what you can do.
Yeah, and remember, this field changes constantly. So stay curious, keep learning, keep adapting. That's probably the most important skill of all. So, thinking about everything we've covered, what's the one thing that really piqued your interest? What rabbit hole might you go down next?